Commentator Mike Pesca has a lesson in Olympic metallurgy.
Go for the gold, but if you don't get the gold, go for the bronze? That does seem to be the lesson. Here's U.S. swimmer Nathan Adrian, who had just lost not to one, but two other swimmers. Or as he looked at it, he won the bronze.
It actually felt pretty good, to be honest. But certainly think, you know, I can't be upset with that. I just came with a bronze medal.
Whereas silver medalists, well, listen to these door rowers from the 2012 Games, Great Britain's Hunter and Purchase.
It's kind of a roller coaster of emotions at the moment. One minute we feel okay and then we feel quite down because we came here to win, and unfortunately our best performance wasn't good enough today. And you know, but that's sport and that's what makes it special.
They were 0.6 of a second behind the winning Danes. All that rowing can lead to ruin. And like I said, studies show bronze medalists feel happy to get a medal, but silver medalists regret not winning gold. In 1995, the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology had three researchers who looked at pictures and listened to interviews of the 1992 Olympics and decided that silver medalists seemed sadder than the bronze medalists. That was it. That was their research. Not exactly double-blind peer-review studies, which is the gold standard, but we're not talking about the gold standard. We're talking about bronze, just good enough. So I replicated their efforts. During the entirety of the Rio Games, I've been studying silver and bronze medalists, looking at their faces, analyzing their comportment. And I found a rule more subtle than just silver is sadder than bronze. I find it depends on the circumstance. Here's Ireland's Annalise Murphy, who won a silver in sailing.
It's amazing. It's actually really heavy. it's a dream come true. You dream about these kinds of moments, but you never actually think they're going to happen to you. So, yeah, I'm just over the moon. I just can't believe it. I probably will wear this to bed.
Murphy was third entering the final day and moved up to second. That's important. I found that athletes who aren't really close to first, but just edge out third place, are really, really happy to win silver. American Evan Jagger was thrilled to silver in the steeplechase. And did you see the American women who swept the podium in the 100-meter hurdles? They were all giddy. Even silver medalist Nia Ali. I also think it matters how much you lose by. If you're slightly outdone, if you're pipped at the end, you rue and you stew. But where the first place finisher is leagues ahead, the silver medalist seems to get happier. I looked up a couple examples from rowing in the 2012 Games, and this was striking. Rower after rower who earned silver but were soundly beaten for gold seemed really happy. Take the women's eight. In the women's eight, the United States is the dominant boat. It's been that way since Beijing. So it's really just a race for second place. This year, the English women silvered, and they celebrated like they won second, not lost first. In London, the Canadian women won second, and they were thrilled, as were the Canadian men. Listen to this sterling silver medalist, Malcolm Howard.
It's amazing. I mean, it's not just about the end goal, but it's about the story, and that's the best story I've ever had in rowing.
He still beat the bronze. There is no shame in silver. It still shines pretty brightly in the sun, thereby proving that all that glitters is not gold.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.